From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters. Conservation groups are trying to stop wolf trapping here in Idaho, saying the practice threatens endangered grizzly bears. 13 groups filed a lawsuit saying traps and snares for wolves could also kill grizzlies, and they asked a federal judge on Thursday to stop the practice when bears are not hibernating. With around 80 of the protected bears here in Idaho, according to the Forest Service, conservationists say losing even one of the grizzlies to a wolf trap could hurt their recovery. So joining us now are Suzanne Asha Stone with the International Wildlife Coexistence Network and Carter Niemeyer, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service retired wolf recovery coordinator for the state of Idaho. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Nice to be here.
So, Suzanne, let me start with you. Can you give us a little bit of history on this lawsuit? Because it started in 2021 when Idaho changed the rules on trapping wolves. So what was that change?
So Idaho has expanded its trapping and snaring policies regarding wolves year after year. And every year it becomes longer, more liberal, greater parts of the state, to now where we're seeing like across the state in almost every wildlife game management unit that wolves are being trapped and the snares are being set. And we're talking about not just a few traps and snares, but thousands across the state. And there's a lot of incidental killing happening because of those traps and snares out there. That includes things like wolverine and mountain lions and bears and even people's dogs, well over 100 now that have been reported. So they're pretty widespread.
So, Carter, how could trapping wolves put bears in danger? Is it because traps, I would assume, just don't discriminate and really could trap any kind of animal?
Well, traps and snares set even by professionals can be indiscriminate. But I think what a lot of people fail to recognize or realize these days are that the wolf traps being set are a newer breed of trap, I guess you want to call them. They're constructed out of heavy metal. They have much, much more powerful springs. And their jaw span is so wide that potentially they can catch and hold just about any large mammal on the face of the earth, you know, excluding elephants. You know, a horse could step in one of these wolf traps squarely if it got its hoof inside the jaws and it would hold them. So you're talking deer, elk, moose, bears, mountain lions, domestic dogs, and wolves. And these traps, being this large and this strong, require trap setters that the trappers need to efficiently set them. And if you're a citizen out in the woods with your dog and it gets caught, you're at a great disadvantage getting your dog out of them.
So I'm curious, how many grizzly bears are in Idaho and where exactly are they? Do we know?
We know that the Forest Service projects that there's about 80 bears in the state, and they're pretty closely monitored, but we do get dispersing bears from other places like Montana and down from Canada. So most of the bears, grizzly, are concentrated in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, as well as the northern panhandle of Idaho. And those are the two areas where we are specifically asking that traps, wolf traps and snares not be allowed during the time that bears are awake, so outside of their denning season. So when they first come out of the den, the cubs are really small, and these snares could end up killing a cub very easily. So by losing even just, you know, a single bear can make a big difference. And we know that 10 bears have been killed in Idaho illegally. We don't know the cause. We don't know if they were caught in traps at one point and the trapper killed them. We have no idea. So just taking the extra precautions of making sure that we're not also endangering grizzly even further by having this equipment out there that is not very carefully monitored. They allow the trappers at least, you know, up to 3 days to check on the traps to see if they caught anything. And then during that time, you can lose animals, you can lose limbs, you can, we've seen all kinds of horrific reports of the injuries that have come about because of these traps and snares.
But during Thursday's hearing, the state of Idaho argued that there haven't been any official reports of grizzly bears hurt by wolf traps since 2021. So I'm curious, Suzanne, how did your organization respond to that argument?
Well, 2021 is just around the corner in terms of, you know, it hasn't been that long since there was official record. Plus, we have 10 grizzly that were killed, and we don't know what caused that. Idaho keeps very light records, if you know, extremely minimal. We know a lot of bears are getting killed in them, and so that we have that as evidence that, you know, black bears and grizzly just don't have that much difference in terms of behavior and what time of year that they're out. And we see other states where grizzly are being caught in these traps as well. So it's not a matter of, you know, knowing whether it can happen. It certainly can happen. And that's that should be enough under the Endangered Species Act to prevent these kinds of risks from being being out there and grizzly being exposed to them.
Well, and without reports or proof, Idaho officials say it's just speculation, right? That traps could hurt grizzly bears. However, Suzanne, my understanding is that your organization argued that Idaho is required to protect the bears because they are certified under the Endangered Species Act. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And it's not about waiting until there's, you know, an incident. It's really hard to prove, especially like with the 10 bears that have already been killed, what caused those deaths. We know that they were illegal killings, that they were shot illegally, but we don't know that if they were caught in a trap beforehand, if that's what, you know, it, what led to that animal being killed. We just don't know the details. And it's hard, you know, when we have so little law enforcement in the state, especially from the federal end, to be able to protect those bears that are out there. It's, you know, we have remote country. Mm-hmm. And these are recreational traps that are being set, especially in the panhandle. I mean, there's no livestock conflicts up there, so there's really no reason to be killing wolves up there other than people are going after the bounties.
So, Carter, with that said, how do we know, or do we know how the grizzly recovery is going here in Idaho in regards to these arguments?
Well, I have to admit I'm far removed since I retired from having the day-to-day reports, but grizzly bears in general, I mean, are doing well all over, wherever their range is available and where they have room to grow and expand. So the potential is great that there are grizzlies in the known range and other grizzly bears dispersing into new ranges where people may not know they or wouldn't expect them to be.
Mm. And I think that's true of most places where there are grizzly, but I know that in Bitterroot, for example, that the grizzly recovery has gone very slow. In fact, the one of the things that has been under discussion is moving bears from like the Yellowstone area into those other grizzly recovery areas because they are underperforming in terms of not only population, but having a link between them is really important too, so that they... Mm. You know, over time, bears have a corridor between those subpopulations so that they are stronger genetically as well.
So, Suzanne, I want to go back before we run out of time back to 2022, because the judge in this case back then also turned down your request to stop wolf trapping during the spring and the summer. And let's fast forward now to Thursday, because Idaho officials said without proof that grizzly bears were being harmed, there's absolutely no need to stop the practice. So what do you think the chances are that the judge will change her mind now?
I don't think we can ever speculate on what a judge will decide at this point, but there's been other movement in other federal courts that have taken on this issue, particularly in Montana. And I think we're all kind of waiting to see right now what that judge decides. The bar for endangered species protection is very low. And it includes like not just killing animals, but harming them in any way, changing their behavior, hazing them, certainly capturing them in a snare or in a foothill trap would constitute harm under the Endangered Species Act. So we're not supposed to wait until that happens. It's supposed to be that we are actively protecting those animals in advance of something like that happening. Mm-hmm. But we don't know. As I said before, 10 of them dead already. We don't know that this hasn't happened already.
So, Suzanne, what's next? I mean, what happens after a decision comes down about this injunction?
We'll see what that decision is. And we don't know how long it'll take to get there. But, you know, it's just a matter of doing due diligence at this point to ensure that these grizzly have the best protection possible, because they are the very top of the food chain in terms of ecological recovery of biodiversity in our region. And we want to give them the best opportunities to recover that we can.
Well, I want to thank both of you for your time today and for educating us about this. We've been speaking with Suzanne Aisha Stone with the International Wildlife Coexistence Network, along with Carter Niemeyer, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, retired wolf recovery coordinator for the state of Idaho, discussing a lawsuit that says Idaho's wolf trapping laws are hurting protected grizzly bears. Thank you both for your time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.